Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast, hosted by Robert Benjamin and co-hosted by Max. Today, I have a pretty special episode for you guys. It's going to be a totally different format than it usually is. Usually, it's a Q&A. I answer every single YouTube comment that I get on my YouTube videos. In this episode, though, since this has been a huge thing that has been happening with TikTok over the past 72 hours, I did want to record a podcast so that this gets released immediately and it's not like a YouTube post or something on my Instagram stories that just goes away. I wanted to address what to do when you get zero views on TikTok, because there is a zero views glitch that is happening right now. So I wanted to start this off by saying, no, getting zero views on TikTok, it does not mean that you're shadow banned. Your post could just be under review. In most cases, though, it's just a zero view glitch. What happens is that TikTok is down for that period of time and a lot of videos don't get pushed, which is why you'll be stuck at zero views. I would strongly recommend that when this happens, I would just delete the video. I would private the video. I would wait 15, 20 minutes. Don't worry, nobody else can see the video anyway. So it's not really a big deal if it's just sitting there and you have zero views on your page. A lot of people think they're like, hey, somebody's going to see this. It's going to be embarrassing, this, that, the other. Stop caring about stuff like that, guys. It does not matter. Nobody gives a rat's ass if a sponsor sees that, if anybody sees that. Like, just nobody cares. They understand, like, oh, the zero view glitch is going on right now. That being said, whenever you guys have this happen to you, I need you guys to do two things. First, just relax, sit still, relax. And then I need you to go to Google, type in, is TikTok down? Down detector status TikTok is gonna be the first search that comes up. You guys just need to go click on this. And what I would do, I would click on it and I would just look at the TikTok problems over the last 24 hours. You will see a large spike when something is actually happening. Like, I'm looking at it right now and the largest spike yesterday was at 4:24 p.m. There were 315 reports. So obviously it was out. You can also see, you could get like a report here based on a map and things like that. You could see what people are reporting problems with. So this is where you guys are going to go whenever you guys have an issue with TikTok. And I really appreciate the fact that I am like the go-to guy for TikTok, but I can't get thousands of emails and DMs every single time that something like this happens. I'm not the CEO of TikTok. I can't do anything to help it. I cannot do anything to hurt it. There's just nothing I could do. So I wanted to make this podcast to give you guys a level of comfortability. And I'll probably share this podcast every single time that this happens, because this is what you need to do. First, you need to relax. You need to just take it easy. If 15 minutes pass and your post is not under review and you're still getting zero views, you need to go look at downdetector.com/status/TikTok. See if problems are happening. If problems are happening, delete the video, private the video. It's not going to ruin your account. It won't be the end of the world. And then I would just wait. I would keep checking down detector status TikTok. I would check it like, I don't know, every hour or so and see if the issues have gone away. Once the issues have gone away, you could get back to posting totally regularly. That being said, just because TikTok is having issues, guys, I want to emphasize that this is totally normal. Like, this is 100% normal. If you just go to downdetector.com and go to their homepage and look at like Minecraft, Spectrum, Verizon, CenturyLink, AT&T, Comcast, T-Mobile, Instagram, Cox, Facebook, Snapchat, every company that you could imagine that has like a network like this, they all have issues, guys. This is 100% normal. TikTok's graph actually shows that they have almost the least problems out of any company. This does not mean that TikTok is going to end. This does not mean that TikTok is disappearing. None of that stuff means anything. It doesn't mean that you're shadow banned. None of that stuff is real. It's just that TikTok is experiencing an issue at that time. That being said, I did want to emphasize, guys, this is a really, really big opportunity. Why is this a big opportunity? You guys might think I'm crazy for thinking this is a big opportunity, but it's a big opportunity because if you do have posts that are trending on the For You page, well, guess what? When more people can't post, that means that the supply of content on TikTok decreases, but the demand for content actually increases because everybody wants to see what's going on. They want to consume more content. When stuff like this happens, people don't do the normal thing that they should do, which is just put their phone down and go outside and go, you know, get something for lunch and go call up their friend or do whatever. Instead, they stalk TikTok like a maniac. Guess what? That means if you have stuff trending on the For You page, it's an amazing opportunity because the supply is going to be down, the demand is going to be up. That means you're going to get way more views on your posts that are trending. So now that you guys know what to do when you guys do experience the zero view glitch, I need you guys to do two things. First, I need you to go follow at Sharp Fantasy. Tell him I sent you. Go comment on his stuff. If you want to win your fantasy football bracket this year, it is imperative. It is incredibly important that you go follow at Sharp Fantasy. In addition to that, you need to go follow at Espresso TikTok. He just got out of my accelerator program. He gained thousands of followers in just 7 days. He's doing a great job. He went from like, I don't want to say a nobody or a nothing because he still only has like thousands of followers, but he went from not knowing anything about about TikTok to growing incredibly quickly, you guys need to go follow him. You guys need to go check him out. I strongly suggest you go follow at Sharp Fantasy if you want fantasy football information, and at Espresso TikTok. I'm going to put both of their names in the link in the description of this podcast. Make sure you guys go follow them. I strongly suggest you check them out. And thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If you guys are listening on Apple Podcasts, please make sure you give this podcast a 5-star rating. Also, if your friends want to know what's going on with the zero view problem, make sure you guys share this podcast with them. This is a great opportunity to be able to share something, give them some educational information, and let them know that you know what's going on when it comes to TikTok because you're a follower of Robert Benjamin.